Gracias.
Thank you. Distinguished delegates, the national decent work policy adopted by Colombia has enabled significant inroads to be made in terms of labour rights. 3.5 million Colombians have found a new job, and of those, 74% in the formal sector. For the very first time in our history, in urban areas, we have more formal than informal workers. We have adopted new regulations and tools, as recommended by Chile and Nigeria, in order to incorporate women and vulnerable populations into the labour market. And this has led to a reduction of the gender gap, with a reduction in the rates of female unemployment. In line with the recommendation from the US, we have bolstered the labour ministry. The budget for labour inspection has significantly increased, with an electronic system for inspection management, which has allowed us to cut the time frame for investigations with utmost transparency for all parties and improved levying of fines. As part of the Interinstitutional Commission for the Promotion and Protection of the Human Rights of Workers, major progress has been made working with the social partners and other state bodies to combat violence and to combat impunity also. All of this, together with other state measures and the end of the armed conflict with the FARC, has enabled a significant reduction in attacks against trade unionists, as well as an unprecedented increase in the number of convictions. As far as Colombia is concerned, social concord and social dialogue are really at the heart of labour policy and employment. We have managed to work with all trade union organisations with collective bargaining in the public sector to the benefit of more than 1,200 civil servants, as well as within the National Commission on Tripartite Accord, where we managed to agree on a tripartite basis on a basic minimum wage. We do continue to work on existing challenges, including more social inclusiveness and fairness for all Colombians. I now give the floor to the presidential advisor.